Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. And today we'll be taking a trip up to the Valley being Valley Performing Arts, and their production of Bell, Book, and Candle by John Van Druten, opening tonight, running through November the 8th. And we have two guests from that show. We have Todd Brosty, who's the director. Todd is familiar to most people in the Valley as being an actor in such plays as South Pacific and See How They Run, to mention just a couple. He's done quite a few shows. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you very much.
We also have one of the actors from the show, Barrett Barge, who's playing the part of Sidney Redlich, and we'll let him talk about that part. Welcome to the show, Barrett.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Todd, before the show, we're talking about this play, Bell, Book, and Candle. And the elephant in the living room, if anybody knows this play, if you want to say that, is that it has that witch connection that
yes.
some people say was a partial influence to the TV show Bewitched, but not completely. So talk about that.
Correct. We found when we were going through it, we had it mentioned that, yes, it was, you know, the inspiration for Bewitched. And we found that it was partial. The other was another play called I Married a Witch. And we've enjoyed that because it's a neat idea that we were, you know, that this play actually kind of fed into it. Going back and seeing the movie, you know, I actually got to see the one with Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak, and it was, you realize that, yeah, there's a part of it, but there's also a lot of there's a fair amount of the romance and drama that you don't necessarily have in the TV show.
Right, because Bewitched was sitcom and comedy,
right.
But it had that element of a woman who was a witch trying to be a human, which is part of this play too, right?
Correct.
Well, explain that part of the play. How does that work in this play?
You have the lead character, Jillian Holroyd. She's a witch. She's very, you know, she's very cool, collected, very, you know, modern lady. She is very comfortable in her powers. Well, she finds that she's attracted to a gentleman, and she actually decides that she's going to, you know, collect him, sort of, as it were. But in the process, she unfortunately falls in love with him. And the question of is, you know, they talk about witches lose their powers if they fall in love. And that's one of the things that happens is like, does she lose her powers? And, you know, what happens when she does? And that sort of thing. So we've actually got
to. You mentioned collect him. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
You find out that the gentleman, Shepard Henderson, is slated to be married to a woman that Jillian knew and didn't like. Apparently, this woman, you know, wrote poison pen letters, and Jillian has, you know, has a history with this woman. And when she finds this out, to spite this woman, she's also attracted to Shepard, but it kind of pushes her that final step to actually use her magic to bring him to him, to her. Sorry.
Okay, so I saw it's a competition, not a competition, but there's a love.
Well, yeah, it's
conflict,
you
know, here between,
yes,
these two women. Yeah, okay.
You don't actually ever meet the other woman. All you know is you hear about her and you hear what she was like, and you realize that you know, Jillian didn't really like this woman, and she finally decides, oh, okay, that, based on, you know, add that to the fact that she's attracted to him, she's willing to cast the spell on Shepard and, you know, draw him to her, and everything kind of goes to heck in a handbasket after that.
And I'm sure it does. So Barrett, let's get to you. You're playing the part of Sidney Redlich. Tell us a bit about your part.
Well, you know, there's one line in there that I think describes him pretty well. He's a drunk and a nut, which is pretty accurate, I think. He's an author who made his fame writing about witchcraft in Central America, and is currently trying to do the same again in New York. And finds himself unawarely intertwined with these witches. And so it leaves me looking kind of silly a lot, but I think it's a fun character.
Is he a kind of witch hunter then?
No.
Well, Todd, go ahead.
No, we have a wonderful scene where they actually draw him in, and it's one of those, mm-hmm. and he shows up and he's telling all about what he knows about witchcraft. And of course, you have sitting in the room, you have two witches, and they're both kind of just, you know, chuckling away as he gives all of his, you know, I know about this and this and this, and they're all going, really? How interesting? And he has no idea that that's happening. So it's like, you know, the audience is aware of it, and of course they are, and that's, yeah, like I said, he comes off as just being this wonderful kind of foil in the midst of all of this.
So quite a bit of the comic.
That's what, yeah. He has a lot of the comic side of it.
Right. You call him a drunk nut.
A drunk and a nut, yeah.
A drunk and a nut. A drunk and a nut. Okay. It must be fun to play both those.
It does leave things open for you to kind of play with it and have some fun.
I see. Yeah. So. Sounds like a fun part to play. Yeah. You say this is, you mentioned the fact that this was, there's a relationship to Bewitched, but it goes beyond that. There's the romance in this as well. I mean, she falls in love with him. That was part of Bewitched too, but this goes farther than that, doesn't it?
It does. You actually have, we have the part where basically it's revealed to Shepard that he's had this spell cast, and his reaction to it is, you know, how could you possibly do that? And he basically fights against it and leaves. And she's left with, you know, he's gone. And now she realizes that it wasn't just a spell. There was more to that. And can she bring him back? Yeah.
So there's a spell of love.
Yes.
And so I don't want to give away the ending of the play, but what happens? Can you give us a bit more about what happens with after
it's,
that?
It's a... I like to say it has a good ending eventually, mm-hmm. but there is when he finally comes back, his realization and her realization of we get to a point where she has to confront whether or not she did lose her powers and why. Is it because she loves him? And when she finally, you know, realizes that, and he does as well.
Interesting.
Has a lot of fun with it.
Now, Todd, you're known as an actor in VPA. You've done a lot of shows up there. And I've always known that as an actor going to directing, you've got to now look at all the parts, not just the one that you're playing. Have you had fun directing this play, but dealing with all these different parts you're dealing with?
I have. I have a wonderful cast. I've had a lot of fun with it. And it's been one of those things that, yes, having your own vision. You know, as an actor, all of us have sat with the director and gone, why did you want me to do it that way? Now, as a director, I'm the one that gets to say, yeah, I like this. If an actor has an idea, okay, I'll listen to that. But I do get to have the final say and say, no, I don't like that.
That's great. My guests today are Todd Brosty, who's the director of Bell, Book, and Candle, currently opening tonight at Valley Performing Arts up in the Valley. We also have Barrett Barge, who's an actor in the show, and we're talking about directing and acting in the show about a witch who's trying to decide whether she wants to be human or not. And I have to say, there's no accident doing this in October, is it?
No. Well, and the funniest part about it, though, is the play starts in Christmas.
It's a Christmas show.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you start it, and there's the Christmas tree. It's like, when the this is the whole Halloween show. No, it's, okay, never mind. Mm-hmm.
But it is, so you're doing it about Halloween.
Yes, it is a Halloween because of the witch aspect. But yeah, it's funny because we start the play and we've got a Christmas carol running in the background. The audience is going to go, I thought we were at a Halloween show.
Well, maybe the show will do well. You'll extend it until Christmas. Maybe not. Barrett, let's get back to you. So Barrett, you're playing, you mentioned this drunken nut, and mm-hmm. it must be a fun part. Mm-hmm. Comic characters can be very challenging to play. How are you dealing with all of that? I know being drunk on stage can be very difficult. Well, how are you playing with that?
You know, I try not to look at him as a comic character. I just tried to play him as I saw. And I'm, you know, this is definitely new for me. So as we've come along with it, I've noticed where he can really be funny. And a lot of times it's in the places I didn't expect. Certain deliveries, certain things I do, I've come to find that I get good reactions from those that have seen it. But yeah, I've I don't know. Comedy can be difficult. I don't think I'm a very good comic actor necessarily, but
it's an unfair question because to say a comic actor, the secret to playing comedy is to play it seriously,
right?
Todd,
yes.
You know that from your own acting experience too. So maybe I'm asking a question of an actor who's a director talking about an actor who's trying to play a difficult part. How are you working with that, Todd? Are you working with trying to get him to be? Well, how are you doing it?
Nicely enough, he's actually bringing a wonderful, you know, part to the character that we initially started with things like voice and, you know, we're in New York and, you know, positioning him as kind of the, you know, the wise guy with the accent. And a lot of that just kind of fed into what he's doing and gave him, you know, the physicality. That's one of his best scenes is a section where he has to come back and let Jillian know that he was responsible for getting Shep to go somewhere, and she's tweaked. And he's literally just absolutely petrified that she's going to turn him into a frog or something. And that whole section is one of the it's his shining moment, and it's we've enjoyed doing it. I, you know, as a director, I sit back in my chair and just go, yes, it's working. Yeah. So,
well, when an audience shows up, though, when you see an audience tonight, that's going to be a whole new thing. Because audiences can always, well, they always do affect shows, don't they, Todd?
Yes. Yeah, you feed off of whatever the audience is giving to you. And you hope, as the director, you hope, okay, are they going to laugh now or are they not? And, you know, you hope that, you know, that the actors get that from it because, yeah, it gives them the extra boost to just take it that much farther.
And then there's that one moment where you've gotten a laugh every night. And you don't.
Nothing.
And you're,
what was that?
Yeah, you pause for that long moment for the laugh to come in, and it's not there.
Not there.
Yeah, so it sounds like a fun show. You know, VPA is also known for doing some elaborate scenery and sets and that kind of a thing. Anything special with this show?
We got to do some special effects. That was one of those with the magic. There wasn't a lot actually in the script, but the idea of let's do some fun stuff. So I actually kind of, we did some very simple practical effects, you know, flashpot, flame and stuff like that we could do controlled in a very small environment, but give the characters a chance to actually bring a little bit of extra. You know, we actually added a little bit that wasn't in the script to give her that chance to kind of, you know, show the magic.
So you're showing how she is a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be kind of fun. So you're taking things not in the play and you're...
Correct.
Having some fun with that. Yeah, so you can't give us any...
No, I'm not going to tell you anything about that. You have to come see that. It's fun, but...
Right, right. So, Todd, what's been the most satisfying thing about directing the show for you?
The cast. Literally watching them, you know, grab the parts and make them their own. The hardest one for me was when I quickly started out, because of the romance... You have to find characters that are willing to commit to that and making it real. I was very fortunate that my two leads, Lexi Guild and Ron Dennison, have jumped into that and had no problem saying, okay, we're going to make this as real as possible. And they've pulled that off. And it's one of those, I hope that the audience sees it too, but I know that that's hard as an actor, you know, to sit there and convincingly go up and hold someone like you care about them without going, eh, I'm awkward, you know, and they've done a really good job. And just like I said, it's a small cast, so it's a very, very close-knit cast. And watching them become, you know, their characters has been so much fun for me. That's what makes it all, you know, worthwhile.
And Barrett, would you say the same thing? I know it's been a while since you've done theater, so you're not getting back into it. And the cast, I'm sure that can make or break a show for an actor coming back into it.
I think I was lucky to get cast in a play with such a small cast because we get to work so tightly together. You know, we're definitely all friends now from this, and I can go and get help, assistance on different things, ask questions to any of them, and I know I'm going to get a good, honest answer, and it's really nice. Really nice having a cast of that size.
Sounds great. Well, I want to wish you guys a break a leg tonight, actually, for your opening night of Bell, Book, and Candle up at Valley Performing Arts. Opening tonight, running through November the 8th. Thanks a lot for being on the show, Todd.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on the show, Barrett.
Thank you very much.
For more information about this play, go to our Stage Talk calendar on alaskapublic.org. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.